This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
In Chelek Dalet, Perek Dalet, Gimel. So he spoke about Kabbalah Zal Malchus Shemayim, the Akara that Kadosh Baruch was Echad, and the understanding of Malchus. Gimel. Va'omnam, Mikol and Yonim Ha'elu, Yotzeis told us G'doylois, L'tikun Klal Kalabriya. So all of the, this, in other words, this core belief or understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Big Echad and Malchus, it's not just a Metzias that we understand and we believe and that's it. It all has certain ramifications in how to be Mesak and the Bria. What does that mean? V'zeh, ki ulam sidrei abriya, v'kon yosel misudar b'derech, shakasha malchus esbar shmoinoi das, umoidim bay kol bruov, nimtza ba'aburim kol toy v'chol shalva, v'abrocha misrabes be moshloim misgadol, ubeisparetz avodim, v'einu mishtamdim, umoidim malchus esbar kol toy v'chosa, v'chosh misgav v'rosh haletis. So the Bria setup, Lamashal, let's take an example. Let's say you have something attached with wires and pipes to water, electricity, etc. And somebody goes and tears it out and cuts it away from the wires and everything. So that house will have no electricity, no water, nothing. The world itself has a shefa because it's mechubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In as much as the world is mechubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how much shefa there is. And if that lies in the hakara of the person in that emes. Let's take one sub-example. You have different places where it says that somebody who's on a very high darga of being very davar Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's above teva. The Moshel, the Mishnah says, I'm a kabbal of a person in the kabbal all Torah, mavir mimen all derech eretz. The Gemara of Chanin ben Doisa, that he could put his foot on the hole where there was the nochash, and he said, lo am nochash meimis, elachet meimis. A hanhog like Ramban says, mal reifi bebeis Hashem. All of these hanhogas are shayach in a world that's kulei mechubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person needs to be kulei davuk and mechubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where that world is shayach. Because the more it's davuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more it's toiv comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not dependent on this world. The hefech, you know, when you take a look at the Teichacha, the underlying factor for the Teichacha is the Neucha Has Aster Aster. When we present the world as being cut off from Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu goes along with that. And b'meila, the world itself becomes Kulei Ra. So any time we mechabed the world to Ol Malchus Shemayim, we bring in a shef of Toiv, and vice versa. V'hinei nimshochim yonu eilu b'darka Hashem b'chol chelke abriya, hal yoinim v'tachtoinim, ha'poyalim v'anif'olim k'zachanim chelk rishim. So the ulam, he says. So all of this hashba comes through El Yonim Tachtoin also. Malachim as well. Everybody needs this. The ulam, hey yois malchus baruch nedas eloi nedas nimshach vaday mimaisa tachtoinim gonasbar ela yisaidus mimkoyimam. So it certainly says the even though everything needs the hashba from Shemayim, the pivotal role of Tachtoinim is the most significant. The Malachim don't have the ability to pull or push the switch that starts the Hashbar. They can amplify it. If we say Kedusha, the Malachim can say it with a louder voice, and so on. But whether or not there is Toiv coming to the world in Kedusha is totally Maisa Adam. The Nefesh HaChayim speaks a lot about this in his first Shar, in Yaakov Chevel Nachlosoi. The trigger for everything is Maisa Adam. Everything that you see about, so let's give a mashal. Who can sing better, me or a microphone? So, we'll forget about the quality of the singing, but we'll just make the comparison itself. So, when it comes to a microphone, it's so much louder and so on and so forth. But the microphone, the loudspeaker, the speaker can't start singing on its own. When I sing into the speaker, it's able to reach out in the entire room. But the whether or not the speaker will be quiet is up to me. How much sound will come, the speaker sound is much bigger than mine. So Malachim and all of the higher spheres and everything are only relevant once we do something. The toiv that we do is amplified through the Kedusha and the Shir of Malachim, and so on. So if Adam turns it on, if Akash Baruch Hu's Malchus is more fear in the world, then all that's rats, it's like when the sun comes out, the shadows disappear. It's not, you don't need to destroy the shadows. The shadows are a product of no sun. So when you have the sun coming out, then that's enough. V'imloi, hina Kadosh Baruch Hu mastepanav. If there is not enough coming from this world, there's no Kabbalah's Malchus, we don't draw Malchus from this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mastepanav, v'ine megala koyach memshaltoi, and he's not megala koyach memshaltoi. V'koycha is hara mispatz v'sholtim, b'meila kochus hara mispatz v'sholit. V'choltol is inya zeh, hoi v'schol mokash ha'ach ha'sham, this is true everywhere, v'uklal kolaros and sas boilam. So the world, and this is what he said in the very beginning, the world has two matzavim, not tov and ra, but Ha'aras Panim and Hester Panim. In Ha'aras Panim, automatically, there is no Hester Panim, there's no Kohos of Ra. You know, it's Yenosu Atzlolim, the shadows just, when the sun goes up, there are no shadows. And anything that's in the wormwood, anything hidden in the woodwork doesn't come out. When you master HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then automatically everything begins to, the Ra begins to come out, and so on. V'hine, b'yoyis Yisrael mischaskim chol yom adov hazeh, u'mikam achuz Yisparach, u'moidim babalim v'fihem. When Klal Yisrael is mischazik, and they bring out this idea, mo'yfiya Kadosh Baruch Hu b'ilamay, Kadosh Baruch Hu appears in this world, v'koyich ha'sara nichpim tachas ha'toiv, the koyich ha'sara become subordinate to toiv, v'nim sheches ha'brocha l'oilam, and brocha comes to this world. So as we affirm HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, that's how much he exists. So in this mitzvah, actually, It's a lot stronger even. Let's discuss this a minute. In all mitzvahs that we do, we sort of speak al piderech hanister of some sort, that when you do a mitzvah, you sort of bring down some ha'ara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cause ha'ara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to this world, and so on. In Kabbalah Zomach Shemayim and Amuna, it's much stronger than that. In the world, the sense of Tov and Ra is really a product of what people are thinking and saying. If everybody thinks and says, LaMarshall, a person who grows up in America, so that democracy is the best form of government, and that somebody who's a dictator is a bad person, and all of that is Milsa Pshitasa, because that's what you grow up with, that's what you hear, That's what you, that's, you know, it, it's in the air. That's public opinion. That's popular opinion. That's what people think, and so on. So in inyanim of shitas, emunas, and so on, hashkafas, whatever is common is really, really the metzias that's in the world. We create a metzias. In a world where everybody is a maimon, the person who's not a maimon sees himself as having a problem. In a world where nobody is a maimon, the person who is a maimon sees himself as having a problem, sees himself as doubting himself, because it's not. Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim, when you have a klal being a Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim, you create a certain mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hakara. No yochid creates that, but a tzibur does create that. So in being a Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim, it's a lot more than just than just doing a mitzvah, which will cause something to happen. We do create, and that's why it's called in Haggadah Eidos. That's why you have an ayin and a dalet that are large letters in Shema and Echad, because there's a certain. It's just like Eidos create a mitzias. Apishnayim Eidim Yokum Dava. When you have two Eidim, they establish a mitzias. You know. So if they were to ask me, is there such and such, is there, I don't know, is there a post office 2 miles down the road? So if one person tells me, then I say probably. If two people say, then it's a metzias. Then I talk about the post office as not something that I think, but that's a metzias. Al-Pishtayim Edim Yochin Dove means that two people create a certain metzias. And the emuna and all these things, the only way you can create that metzias is when people are miming it. And you see it. We accept things that are commonly believed as being a metzias. That's how we relate to it. So in being miyachid shmoy, in being made that we're maimin, that creates that metzias and it exists. And so on. This is all done, or this is all speaking about the aspect of us creating the Tikkun HaBriya. Ki ulo man hoga kram sederes yomedes haderech hazeh, she kol gilgulei hoilchem hashlama, v'zeh ma shodan baruch hu misav v'tu v'koichoi. It's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working on it, ela she hoisek zeh eschachmos she is a naseb ni odom. So this here is adding a point about that he makes a lot in Das Tevunas. The gilui of the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it's happening as we're talking. In other words, there are wheels moving, there are things going in a certain direction, and at a certain case, it will all become the metzias. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be the process as much as possible. The realization of the shleimus of that gil of the yichud is not just that there's a gil of the yichud, but that we're participants of it. So the Ramchal in Das Tevunas, this is his whole theme. There are two ongoing mehalchim all the time. There is what he calls Derech HaMishpat, which is our Bechira and Avoda, and the Derech HaYichud, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, that at the end of days, the Bria be Metukenes. So Krishna is our input, that we're the ones who make the world, Maminim and so on, and that has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu making the world that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to do it so that we be the active agents and we be the Balei Shleimus. Now, he also alludes to this. He says, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have Bechira is not just because we get schar, or we get more schar, and it's because it's harder. The way he phrases it is, the greatest resemblance that we have to Tzelem Elokim is that we own our own success. We're the ones who made ourselves what we are. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bechira to allow that to happen. The great HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon was the Shleimus of the Bria, and the greatest Shleimus of the Bria is the Bria being Mishtalim through itself. So the Shleimus HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is Dafka when people make their own Shleimus, create their own Shleimus. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
This week's parasha with the Kriya Shema according to the Medrash, how would Eilat do that, being that they're saying the shame of their father? Shema Yisrael, in the Medrash where...
So they're talking to their father. Listen now, father, Hashem is one.
But they say shame, they say Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael. So you're asking, how are they allowed to use that name?
Right, because you're not supposed to use...
She said, Shema Abba.
Or something like that, yeah.
I don't know. I don't answer that. Okay.